Good morning, everyone. If we could have some quiet in the room, given the time and all that we have to get through in our next committee, if we could have some quiet in the room so we can start the Capital Program and Planning and Real Estate Committee meeting. I see we have three members present, Mr. Dormsjö, Mr. Augustine, and myself. Mr. Strickland and Mr. Costa cannot be with us here today. If people have conversations, could you take them outside the room, please, so we could get started? Okay, are the committee members present? First, we have approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve? And Mr. Augustine is, can we find Mr. Augustine, please? Put a motion on the table.
Sure, I'll put a motion on the table.
Okay, I will second it to approve the agenda.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, agenda is approved. Now we have approval of the minutes from the February 9th meeting. Mr. Dormsjö? Any changes or concerns to the minutes? Mr. Augustine, any changes to the minutes for the February 9th meeting? If not, is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Today's agenda item, the committee is going to be asked to approve the public hearing staff report for changes to the bus loop and parking area at the King Street Old Town Metro Station. The project will be funded by the City of Alexandria, will increase the number of bus bays at the station from 6 to 10, and create a dedicated area for private shuttles, kiss and rides, and the taxi stands. Now I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Thomas, who will briefly describe the project for us. Mr. Thomas.
Got the wrong presentation. Okay. So I'll get into this anyway. So we're here to seek court approval for three actions on King Street, the public hearing staff report, the selection of preferred alternative, and amending the adopted regional system, the ARS. Quick background, the city and WMATA did a study on how to increase the number of bus bays at the King Street station. Given that we did not change the footprint of the area, that meant something was going to have to get squeezed out. And the conclusion that we drew was that the best candidate to be squeezed out was the short-term metered parking at the facility. If you have a presentation here, Mr. Smedberg mentioned, we're going to go from 6 to 10 bus bays at this facility. We're going to still have a taxi stand, a kiss and ride, and an area for shuttle buses to show up, but they will be separate from the bus bays. It's going to be a little bit better management of all the disparate uses down there in the new configuration. So the elimination, there's about 30 metered parking spots there today. In the presentation, you'll see there's a nominal amount of revenue that comes in from those parking meters. Somewhere in the average, about $20,000 a year, fiscal year. And because we're proposing to eliminate a feature that we have today, that's what triggered the need for the public hearing. So we held a public hearing on October 5th. Three people testified in person. We got 23 comments submitted in total. As we typically do with these things, we gathered all the comments and provided responses to each of the comments that we received. We published a report that reflected the comments and our responses to all those comments. When we published that for a 10-day comment period, we did not get any additional feedback. So the final report is essentially the same as the draft report. I think I'm going to get through this before we actually get it on the screen. So the staff recommendation is to approve the public hearing staff report and the supplement. the selection of the preferred alternative, which is what we took to the public hearing, which was the reconfiguration described in the drawings, which eliminates the short-term parking so we can increase the number of bus bays from 6 to 10, and then amending the adopted regional system to reflect the elimination of the short-term metered parking.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Are there any questions from the committee members? Mr. Augustine.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Thomas. And, I always am interested, of course, in us utilizing space efficiently, of course. Do you know but I also know that we always have this underlying issue with removing revenue and with removing parking. Do you know if this removal of parking had any underlying commitments through bonds or anything like that
encumber this? Yes, it does. And I think the board resolution addresses that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because it wasn't in the presentation this time.
I think it's in the board resolution that we have to go to the parking bondholders for this.
Okay. And so you have gone to the parking bondholders?
We have not gone there yet.
Oh, you have not. I would assume that these would be in Virginia. Would that be the case?
I'm not particularly. I'm looking for guidance from council on that. Are the bonds in Virginia, do we know?
Why? Okay.
Yeah, it's on the general market.
Okay. All right. So it just, and I'm appreciative of the fact that we are doing that. I'm just also just articulating that this is actually this is a new approach that for WMATA where we are taking these kinds of moves, and I definitely support that. So I just wanted to make sure that we're all in alignment on that and that we feel that everything will be fine with regard to that.
Well, one thing I did mention is that as part of the changes here, the city is going to take over responsibility for maintenance of the facility. So we should see a reduction in our maintenance costs accordingly.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, it's a good deal. I'm not disputing that. I know that the revenue, again, just kind of system-wide has been an issue with regard to when you remove parking and that kind of thing. So it's good.
And Mr. Augustine, the city, Mr. Thomas and his staff and the city staff have worked very closely together on this, and so we're in alignment. So, do we have any other questions from the committee members? Anyone else from the board? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve the public hearing staff report and supplement, selection of the preferred alternative, and amendment to the adopted regional system?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Augustine. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, thank you. That concludes our committee business, and now we'd like to turn over the gavel to Mr. Goldman as chair of the Finance Committee.